Following the resignation of Bishop McAreevy in the aftermath of the abuse scandal of a former principal of St Colman's School, the Pope has appointed a new man to the job from outside the diocese, namely Dr Philip Boyce, formerly bishop in the Diocese of Raphoe. Dr Boyce will be the man leading the Diocese of Dromore at a time when the PSNI have set up a dedicated team to investigate the circumstances of child abuse carried out by the late paedophile priest, Father Malachy Finnegan. An audit of his former diocese by the National Board for Safeguarding Children was extremely critical of some bishops, including Bishop Boyce at the time, in his handling of accusations of paedophilia in Raphoe. At the time, Bishop Boyce admitted that, quote, very poor judgments and mistakes were made. He apologised for the terrible deeds that have been inflicted on so many by a small minority of priests. The Nolan Show has been speaking to Father Eamon Murray, a retired priest now living in the Diocese of Dromore. As I said a matter of moments ago, it is extremely rare for someone from within the church to be speaking out so critically and so publicly. We'll get your reaction to what you're about to hear today. 03030 80 55 55. This interview begins with me asking Father Eamon Murray why he contacted the Nolan Show.
I'm disgusted at the appointment of Bishop Boyce as administrator to Dromore, and I live in Dromore, and I think it's a disgusting appointment, and allegations were made about Father Eugene Green and Bishop Boyce's handling of that was in a BBC program questioned. This World program, The Shame of the Catholic Church, and Bishop Boyce was questioned in that BBC program, and he's now been appointed to Dromore, and I think I'm really upset about the appointment of him to Dromore.
What do you think this does for the reputation of the Diocese of Dromore?
It does nothing for the reputation. I think it rubs salt on the wound.
After a review undertaken by the National Board for Safeguarding Children in the Catholic Church, and the audit singled out Bishop Boyce over a serious case of abuse, in which he tried to protect the priest's family rather than have the cleric removed from the ministry.
Exactly. And I'm so annoyed about this, that he's been appointed to Dromore, where there has been a huge problem, as you know yourself. And I think that's rubbing salt on the wound.
What is the state of trust between churchgoers on the ground and the Diocese of Dromore? Are relations bad at the moment? Is there trust in the community or not?
There's not a lot of great trust. I went into a pub at the weekend, Stephen, without my collar on, and people were discussing it, and it was so. It's a very sore subject at the moment.
What were they saying?
Well, they were saying that every priest is at us.
And obviously that's not true.
It's not true. And of course, it was just a very hurtful situation. And it was awful because they were talking about priests. And it was just a pub over the border from Newry, and they were talking about St Colman's because it was obviously a local situation, and horrible situation. And I'm coming out publicly, and I'll probably lose a lot of my privileges. So there we are.
So you're telling me you think the church will punish people for speaking the truth?
They'll punish me.
If we come back to Bishop Boyce being appointed here, he did apologise at the time,
they all apologised, didn't they?
This was apologising about the significant errors of judgment into the handling of clerical sex abuse allegations in the Diocese of Rafal.
They all apologised. I don't think that man should be... I don't want that man in Dromore where I live. And I'm a priest. I don't want him in Dromore.
In his defence, are you not being too harsh on him?
His history says it all. The Vatican appoints him to Dromore. He's not even a bishop. He's retired.
Dr. Boyce said in 2011, quote, he was truly sorry for the terrible deeds that have been inflicted on so many by a small minority of priests. We offer, he says, our humble apologies once more and seek their forgiveness for the dreadful harm that has been done to them, their families and friends. Is he not entitled to forgiveness?
Stephen, all I'll say is words are cheap. I can't believe the Vatican has appointed that man to Dromore. He's not even a bishop. He's a former bishop. He's an ex-bishop.
Do you think the public should welcome him to Dromore?
No.
Do you think they should...
I don't want him in Dromore. I'm a priest.
Well, it's too late now. Do you think the public should trust him?
No.
So what do you think
given his history in Rafal, nobody should trust him. Father Eugene Green.
What do you think the public should do?
I think that this should be resisted.
How do ordinary parishioners resist this appointment?
They can't resist it because the Catholic Church is much bigger than everybody else. And I resent this appointment. And I will be publicly rebuked over it and internally rebuked.
Why are you doing this?
Because I can't believe that this man has been appointed after his tenure in Rafal.
Do you know, Father Murray, if you have the support of any other priests?
I have no support.
And you've alluded to the fact that you will be punished because of speaking to me.
Yes.
What do you think will happen to you?
I don't know, and I don't care, because I think this situation is so bad that they've appointed an 80-year-old man to Dromore, who's not even a bishop, he's retired.
What could they do to you for speaking out this morning?
They could cut off my money.
And you're putting that at risk?
Yes.
You've clearly thought before speaking to me today.
I have thought. And I'm just so incensed by it all.
Are you frightened?
A wee bit, yeah.
Of what?
Church. I'm going to be punished.
Frightened of your own church?
Yes.
Because presumably your home is currently given to you by the Catholic Church.
Exactly. And that could be removed.
What will you do?
Out on the streets. Homeless.
And you're risking all of this to talk to me this morning?
Totally. Because of Boyce being appointed to Dromore. He's not even a bishop. He's retired as a bishop from Rafal in Donegal. and he's gone. They're transferring him to Tramore.
It is so rare for a priest to speak out, Father Murray, that I am finding this interview incredible.
It is rare. And I'm talking to you and I'm being honest.
Do you think any priest will rally round you now to protect you?
Not at all.
So what type of church are you in?
It's a secretive thing.
What do you say directly to Bishop Boyce today?
I don't want him in Dromore.
Speak to him publicly, directly now. What do you say to him?
I don't want you. Your record is there before us. Father Eugene Green, and you came out with platitudes and niceties, and it meant nothing. This world, BBC programme, this world.
Father Green abused dozens of young people.
Exactly.
While being moved from parish to parish. He was jailed for 12 years in 2000 after pleading guilty to 41 sample charges against 26 victims.
It's the worst case of abuse in the whole north of Ireland.
So I guess we come then full circle to the question, why do you think your church has appointed
Bishop
Boyce?
But the thing is, Stephen, we've had that Dromore, St. Coleman's issue with Finnegan has been so bad. And then they appointed someone like Boyce that you've just talked about.
Why do you think
his diocese?
Why do you think they appointed him?
I don't know. That's why I'm so incensed. I'm speaking out. I think it's like putting an ashtray on a motorbike.
Eamon Martin is the head of the Catholic Church for Ireland. What do you say to him this morning?
Well, he should show leadership. So he should show leadership. And Bishop Boyce was the absolute wrong appointment for Dromore. So it's a hopeless situation.
Does this make you question your faith?
I question my faith every day, Stephen. I wonder what it's all about.
What do you mean?
Each day I wake up, I always say to myself, what's it all about? You know?
What do you say publicly this morning to everyone listening who visit the Diocese of Dromore, who attend church there? What do you say to the general public?
I feel humiliated. I don't even go out in my collar anymore because people will immediately see you as a paedophile in my view, in my mind. And it's a horrible time for priests. Horrible.
Why have you come to me?
Because I've come to you before, Stephen. And I've spoken out before. I was told not to speak to you again, and there we are.
There are quite a few powerful people in Northern Ireland who don't want people to speak to me, but I think that in itself is a message to society. Thank you for talking to us. There will be undoubtedly huge reaction to this programme and to you personally. Are you ready for what comes?
I don't know, Stephen, to be honest.
Father Murray, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen.
Well, that's quite a
Well, you make your mind up. What do you make of that interview? Rather than me putting thoughts in your head yourself. Our number today, 0330 80 55 55. Edgar and Enniskillen, your reaction to this, Edgar. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I just happened to be listening there to his Father Murray, and you have to think only that you were very impressed with him. When he made the point he could lose his home, I'm not in from that area, but I would nearly put my money on it that no way will he lose his home. There'll be plenty of people who will offer him a home if it came to that. I was very impressed with him, and the idea he has is right. There'll be no change with that appointment.
Well, Dr. Boyce, remember, he's the former bishop in the Diocese of Raphoe. There was an audit of his former diocese by the National Board for Safeguarding Children. That audit was critical of Dr. Boyce and others in their handling of accusations that had been brought about the diocese, not about Dr. Boyce. He did admit that very poor judgments and mistakes were made, but I guess, Edgar, the question is, is someone not allowed to move on after they've apologised? Why shouldn't he be accepted in the Diocese of Dromore now?
Well, you base an opinion on someone from what they say and how they speak, and I wouldn't know the details, but I would have a lot of trust in what Father Murray's saying there, and if it's not done properly, it'd be better not done at all.
The commentator, Martin O'Brien, with us this morning. Martin, I said at the top of this, very rare that you get someone speaking out so publicly in criticism of the Catholic Church, Martin.
Yes, it is very rare. But at the same time, you know, you do have, rare in the north perhaps, but you know, you have the Association of Catholic Priests in the south who have been very outspoken in their critique of the Catholic Church and the bishops and Rome and so on. And they have critiqued it, you know, from, I suppose they would say they would be loyal to the Church, but critical. But yes, clearly Father Murray has particular reasons to be speaking the way he has. But I think that the media have actually missed the significance of Bishop
Dr. Philip Boyce.
Dr. Philip Boyce's appointment. And this has not been reflected. You know, you had one television station, not the BBC, saying that he had actually succeeded the previous bishop, Bishop McAreevy, and there really hasn't been any analysis. The fact of the matter is this, that Dromore Diocese is in a mess, and that has been recognised by the almost unprecedented action of the Pope in sending an apostolic administrator into the diocese. Now, I have heard and seen eyebrows raised about the appointment of Bishop Boyce, but the point is this, you see. The Vatican has been advised, presumably by Archbishop Eamon Martin and by others, that the situation in Dromore cannot be allowed to continue, that it has to be taken in hand. Now, what would normally happen after a bishop's resignation has been accepted? Within 8 days, the canons, the senior priests of the diocese, would meet, and they would appoint a diocesan administrator, and he would keep an eye on things until the bishop was appointed. But what has happened now is that Rome very, very quickly, 24 days after John McAreevy announced his that he was tendering his resignation, they have come back and they have made this appointment. And when you put this in perspective, there are five dioceses in Ireland that are vacant at the moment. There's one bishop down in Clonfert, actually, who is waiting almost 5 years for his resignation to be accepted. And yet, I think that the Vatican has moved surprisingly quickly. But this also has to be seen, Stephen, in a wider context, too. You know, that Pope Francis himself is under pressure to show that he basically has a real grip on the clerical abuse crisis. You've had the situation in Chile, where he has sent a top investigator to go in there and look again at a bishop, Bishop Barros, who arguably should never have been appointed to the diocese. You've also the Pope's Commission for the Protection of Minors. You know, it has had a difficult time. You've had Mary Collins,
You say, Martin, sorry to interrupt, but you say that the Diocese of Dromore is in a mess. Do you stand over that? How is it in a mess?
Well, that's what, and indeed, I have written about this in the latest edition of the Irish Catholic. There was a terrible vacuum followed the precipitous action of Bishop McAreevy in standing down. I was told, you know, that would not actually have pleased Rome, that things could have been managed in a more orderly way. But on the other side, you could argue that trust had broken down so seriously that Bishop McAreevy felt that he had no option. But what I had been hearing from priests and from senior figures over the past few weeks is, look, the place is in a state of shutdown. Nobody is putting their head above the parapet. You had a situation where Bishop McAreevy asked Canon Liam Stevenson, the Vicar General, to take charge of the day-to-day running. But that has not happened. Rome has said, look, that's not good enough. You know, you had an unprecedented situation where the Chrism Mass had been cancelled. That's a very important date in the church's calendar, when the bishop blesses the oils for the sacrament. That had been cancelled. I had heard people saying to me, priests saying to me, this sends a very bad signal indeed. Now we know that Bishop Boyce is going into, he's formally taking residence of Dromore tomorrow, Holy Thursday, and he will be celebrating a Chrism Mass after all.
What is the reaction?
But this is an important point. I think that what Father Murray doesn't, he speaks very sincerely, but I think that many people would say, look, thank God at least something is being done, and give Bishop Boyce a chance.
Let's see what people are saying this morning. Stay there, Martin, if you can. 030 30 80 55 55. Stephen in Antrim. Morning, Stephen.
Hi, good morning. Well, I just think that I have to admire what Father Murray has come on to your programme to talk about this morning, because I think that the panic that seems to be pervading the Catholic Church in Ireland has extended all the way to Rome. By the disappointment of bringing an ex-Bishop Boyce out of retirement and putting him into Dromore is like jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. And in 2011, Bishop Boyce was criticised in an audit over a serious case of abuse in which he tried to protect the priest's family.
Well,
rather than have the cleric removed from the ministry.
Well, let me read from the report that you talk about. This was an audit undertaken by the National Board for Safeguarding Children in the Catholic Church. Dr. Boyce admitted at the time that during the past decades there had been very poor judgments and mistakes made. There were horrific acts of abuse, he said, of children by individual priests that should never have happened, and if suspected, should have been dealt with immediately in the appropriate manner. So you can read there how Dr. Boyce at the time was very much saying what everybody would want to happen. You know,
he put the needs of the church before the needs of the victims of sexual abuse.
Rather than you expressing your opinion.
That's not an opinion, Stephen.
I want to read from the review. I want to read from the review.
Right, I'm talking.
So Dr. Boyce became Bishop of Raphoe in 1995, okay? The review said that the bishop should have acted to stop child abuse when fears were first raised. And the review said the following. More attention should have been given to ensuring that preventative actions were taken quickly when concerns came to light. The audit singled out Bishop Boyce over a serious case of abuse in which he tried to protect the priest's family rather than the cleric removed from ministry. The review actually said Bishop Boyce, in at least one serious case, was keen to protect the family of the convicted priest from further trauma by not initiating laicization. Although the case was referred to the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith in the Vatican, the further laicization process had not been completed. This, while pastorally understandable, is inappropriate and should be reviewed. That's what the review said, Martin O'Brien. Martin, let me come back to you. This intervention from Father Murray, how will this go down within the Diocese of Dromore and wider within the Catholic Church?
Well, I think that we would have to put this into perspective. You know, Father Murray is just one of several thousand priests in Ireland. I suspect that in the context of the extreme way in which he has conveyed his feelings to you this morning, he speaks for himself. But the wider point, the general unease, he will be more than echoing the general unease there is about the situation in Dromore. And you have to remember that Boyce, you know, will have been given written instructions. This was said to me, he would have been given written instructions by the Congregation of Bishops. To some extent, you know, he's not a free agent. He would have been given instructions to sort this out. Another point is, though, that he will be seen, though, by the more conservative elements in Dromore as a safe pair of hands who might not recommend something as radical as the dissolution of the diocese itself. You have to remember that Dromore is a small diocese. It's only 22 parishes. It has perhaps less than 30 priests.
Yeah.
Some would say, you know, that part of it would fit very neatly into Armagh.
I'm looking, Martin, at this review that I quoted. To be fair to Dr. Boyce, you know, there are other parts in the review which complement Dr. Boyce at the time. For example, the National Board would like to acknowledge the approach adopted by Bishop Boyce and his team, it said, who demonstrated commitment to best practice in inviting the reviewers to examine safeguarding practice.
Yes.
So maybe he is exactly the right man for the job.
Absolutely. There is no comparison between Bishop Boyce and the errors, to put it mildly, of his predecessors in Raphoe. They were very severely criticised indeed.
Yeah.
As I remember, Bishop Boyce was criticised in particular for one particular case.
Yeah.
But he did, though, accept, put up his hands and accepted that he had fallen very, very badly short. And I think, though, that you ask what the reaction in Dromore will be. I think the reaction, though, among the priests and among the general faithful will be basically to give him a chance. This is an Aegean stable, no doubt about that. It is a mess. Rome has recognised it as such, and people will be just relieved and pleased that something decisive is being done. That is not to in any way negate, you know, the sincerity of what Father Murray says, but at the end of the day, Father Murray just speaks for himself.
Here's George in East Belfast. Morning, George.
Hello, Stephen.
Hello, George.
I met Father Murray through my work in the 70s. I'm a born-again Christian. And believe me, he'd never be in the streets as long as that. As I'm living, because...
Well, he's worried that he's now going to be made homeless because of him speaking out on this programme.
I'm not interested in the politics in the Catholic Church. I'm only interested in the man. And boy, he is some man. I would trust him with my life.
Are you worried for him this morning?
Yes, very much so. He must be under a lot of stress. Because he'll have no friends in the priesthood. They're scared to talk out, to speak out. If any of them comes on and praises him, they'll be in the same boat, unfortunately.
George, thank you for your call today. 030 30 80 55 55. The text 81771, the email nolan@bbc.co.uk. Elsewhere in this report, there is acknowledgement that Bishop Boyce at the time was open and receptive to putting in place safeguards in the interests of children. But clearly, Father Eamon Murray, as you heard in that interview today, is speaking out about the appointment. The commentator, Martin O'Brien, saying the Diocese of Dromore is in a mess. The commentator, Martin O'Brien, with us this morning. Martin, I said at the top of this, very rare that you get someone speaking out so publicly in criticism of the Catholic Church, Martin.
Yes, it is very rare. But at the same time, you know, you do have, we're in the north perhaps, but you know, you have the Association of Catholic Priests in the south who have been very outspoken in their critique of the Catholic Church and the bishops and Rome and so on. And they have critiqued it, you know, from, I suppose they would say they would be loyal to the Church, but critical. But yes, clearly Father Murray has particular reasons to be speaking the way he has. But I think that the media have actually missed the significance of Bishop
Dr. Philip Boyce's
appointment. And this has not been reflected. You know, you had one television station, not the BBC, saying that he had actually succeeded the previous bishop, Bishop McAreevy, and there really hasn't been any analysis. The fact of the matter is this, that Dromore Diocese is in a mess, and that has been recognised by the almost unprecedented action of the Pope in sending an apostolic administrator into the diocese. Now, I have heard and seen eyebrows raised about the appointment of Bishop Boyce, but the point is this, you see. The Vatican has been advised, presumably by Archbishop Eamon Martin and by others, that the situation in Dromore cannot be allowed to continue, but it has to be taken in hand. Now, what would normally happen after a bishop's resignation has been accepted? Within 8 days, the canons, the senior priests of the diocese, would meet and they would appoint a diocesan administrator, and he would keep an eye on things until the bishop was appointed. But what has happened now is that Rome, very, very quickly, 24 days after John McAreevy announced his that he was tendering his resignation, they have come back and they have made this appointment. And when you put this in perspective, there are five dioceses in Ireland that are vacant at the moment. There's one bishop down in Clonfert, actually, who is waiting almost 5 years for his resignation to be accepted. And yet, I think that the Vatican has moved surprisingly quickly. But this also has to be seen, Stephen, in a wider context, too. You know, that Pope Francis himself is under pressure to show that he basically has a real grip
on the clerical abuse crisis. You've had the situation in Chile, where he has sent a top investigator to go in there and look again at a bishop, Bishop Barros, who arguably should never have been appointed to the diocese. You've also the Pope's Commission for the Protection of Minors. You know, it has had a difficult time. You've had Mary Collins,
Martin, sorry to interrupt, but you say that the Diocese of Dromore is in a mess. Do you stand over that? How is it in a mess?
Well, that's what, and indeed, I have written about this in the latest edition of the Irish Catholic. Certainly, there was a terrible vacuum followed the precipitous action of Bishop McAreevy in standing down. I was told, you know, that would not actually have pleased Rome, that things could have been managed in a more orderly way. But on the other side, you could argue that trust had broken down so seriously that Bishop McAreevy felt that he had no option. But what I had been hearing from priests and from senior figures over the past few weeks is, look, the place is in a state of shutdown. Nobody is putting their head above the parapet. You had a situation where Bishop McAreevy asked Canon Liam Stevenson, the Vicar General, to take charge of the day-to-day running. But that has not happened. Rome has said, look, that's not good enough. You know, you had an unprecedented situation where the Chrism Mass had been cancelled. That's a very important date in the church's calendar, when the bishop blesses the oils for the sacrament. That had been cancelled. I had heard people saying to me, priests saying to me, this sends a very bad signal indeed. Now we know that Bishop Boyce is going into... He's formally taking residence of Dromore tomorrow, Holy Thursday, and he will be celebrating a Chrism Mass after all.
What is the reaction?
But this is an important point. I think that what Father Murray doesn't... he speaks very sincerely, but I think that many people would say, look, thank God at least something is being done, and give Bishop Boyce a chance.
There's a statement that has come into the Nolan Show this morning about our top story after Father Eamon Murray has criticised the appointment of Dr. Philip Boyce to the Diocese of Dromore. The statement from the Diocese of Dromore reads the following. Father Eamon Murray is not a priest in the Dromore Diocese, but is under the jurisdiction of the Diocese of Northampton. He does not minister for the Diocese of Dromore and does not live in a property owned by the diocese. Any questions in relation to comments made by Father Murray should be made to the Diocese of Dromore. Well, you know, that's fine, because obviously the diocese is entitled to communicate whatever statement they choose to do. But what we had actually asked the Diocese of Dromore, which is in the centre of a storm at the moment, we had asked them to respond to allegations made by Father Eamon Murray that Dr. Philip Boyce is not suitable to replace Bishop John McAreevy. That's what we'd asked them. And so they're making no public comment on that. The Diocese of Dromore is simply saying, anything that Father Murray has said, go and speak to a Diocese of Northampton. Any questions they say in relation to comments made by Father Murray should be made to the Diocese of Northampton. Sorry, if I said Dromore earlier, it was Northampton. Well, why on earth would the Diocese of Dromore not want to speak out publicly, for example, in defence of Dr. Philip Boyce? Why would they not want to say anything this morning to reassure the community, the church-going community in the Diocese of Dromore? Why would they simply pass this on to the Diocese of Northampton? I'll leave that question with you this morning.